avoid
any sort or any kind of distraction. I want us to grab this moment that we have and make sure that nothing is lost. Maximum utilization of this moment that we have. There's a river, and we need to flow in that river. Many of you confuse personally what to do in life, confuse this time and season, confuse no direction. That river can lead you to that place of destination. Bible says, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Even though a man may not care for you, your husband may not care for you, your children may not care for you, but God cares. Casting all your cares upon him. I want you to be relaxed. We are in our Father's house, our Heavenly Father. Even if you are wrong, it's going to make you right. If you are sick, it's going to heal you. If you are infirm, you are going to struggle. He knows. Relax. We're not in Habali's house that something must happen. You must do this or you are killed, or you are in your Father's house. Hallelujah. See that you cast every cares. See that you open your heart. Cast every care, every concern. Cast it before the Lord. Don't allow man to be a hindrance to you. Don't allow human being to be a hindrance to you. Hallelujah. Somebody offend you before you came, just cast it aside. Doesn't worth it to allow that to be a distraction, to be a hindrance. Somebody step on your toe, you see, just cast it. If that is a care enough, you say, cast it upon the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You were hurt bitterly before you came. You were hurt bitterly. Just cast it. Cast it before the Lord. Cast it. There's nowhere else to run that is safe. It's only in his presence. Cast it. Cast it. Before the Lord. No money to settle my bills. Cast it before the Lord. What about my carryovers? What about my extra years, extra semester? Cast it before the Lord. It's not that important as what God is about to do this moment. I have no food at home. Nothing in the store. If at all is a care, cast it before the Lord. God careth for you. Hallelujah. Bible says, if anyone cannot provide for his home, is worse than what? Do you belong to a home? Do you belong to a home? You belong to a home of the Heavenly Father. Do you have a father? Can God speak a word and then not be tied by that word? Is that possible? Can God tell us to do what he cannot do? That's the command that is given to us. If anyone cannot provide for his home, is worse than an infidel. Then do you think that God cannot provide for his home? Hallelujah. Are you a member of his household? Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Hallelujah. One of the work of Babylon is to sow pressure, to sow distraction, to sow wheat, you know, grass, to grow and cover the messed up. And Jesus interpreted the parable of the tears that is the cares of this world. Casting all your cares upon him, for hallelujah. Let me make contact to your heart. Say, Lord, I cast all my cares, cast it upon you. All my cares, I cast it before you. You are talking to your Father in heaven, not to me. Whatsoever care it is, there are times we carry offenses. It's not that fire doesn't come, it's not that glory doesn't come, but because of that offenses, they are actually like a tie on our neck. Tie that is going to draw you down to that basement, to that ground level of that same offender whom you refuse to let go. If somebody offend you, there is trouble upon him already, but Bible is more concerned with you. You should not follow him and go down. If you follow him, you refuse to let go, it's like a tie on your neck that's going to pull you down to his level. So in order to remove your neck from that tie is to let go. Whatsoever care it is, you're not going to limit yourself with the devil. You're not going to limit yourself by the, define yourself by the circumstances. He cares for you. Yeah. When Jesus came, he said, seek ye the kingdom and his righteousness, and these things are cancelled and not important. No. He said that we follow. He talks about the grass of the field. He talks about the birds of the air. He feeds them. The grass of the field, the birds of the air. And he forgot to mention the rats in the house. Hallelujah. We ordered one rat for execution. The house. I kept bread. But all hope was on the bread at night. Come and eat it, devour it. When we came, behold, the rat has gone ahead of us. Hallelujah. Even though we're angry, but God has freed the rat. They are more important than this. Casting all your cares upon him. I wrote one exam some time ago, mathematics for economists. One of the difficult courses. Do it with statistics, is easy. If you love mathematics the way I do, you just have your formula and your paper and your question. If you can cram all the formula, that is all. But this one is not that. They are talking, going this side, they are talking, using all the, you know, market variables, and at the end, you will be the one to form. From that, the long talk, the long story. You will form the question yourself. And then you will also locate the formula. You form the question yourself from the long talk. So it's very difficult to form the question. Also very difficult to get the right formula. If you begin to solve it, only one question sometimes can take about 4 foolscap. No end. Just a question on and on and on and on and on. Mama, what is that thing against it? Is it Anova? Hallelujah. Think Anova. I wrote it. I did very bad. I think 4 questions. 6 questions, answer 4. Out of the 4, I answered only 1. Even the 1 I answered, think only A, B. You know, answer C. I sat there very angry. People were doing ECOWAS all around me. I'm just wishing that I would just yield a little bit. It's not that I didn't want to receive help. I've preached and I've made everybody to know that that's a sin. If I follow of Christ, follow of me as I follow Christ, you don't receive help. So that day I had to go through practical what I've been preaching. You see, it's very easy to preach sometimes. Hallelujah. But if God brings you to that practical experience of that which you are preaching, that is when you know that your sweat is going to turn to blood. It was very easy for Jesus to cast out devil, you know, demon, go, and they went. Hallelujah. It's very easy to be healed. It's very easy to preach, you know, I've saved the whole world, I've come to die, to pick up the cross, go to Golgotha, die, save. It's very easy to say that. It's even a whole lot easier to rebuke Peter. Get behind me. How dare you? I'm trying to tell you about my mission on earth. To die and save the world, and you're interrupting. Get behind me, Satan. It's very easy to say no to other people. Very easy to rebuke. It becomes a little bit difficult when you are to rebuke you. Hallelujah. Very easy to say that. So our Savior in Luke chapter 22, verse 42, we see our Savior in Gethsemane. That day he was not just praying and enjoying fellowship. We see him sweating, and not just sweating, he became blood. The time has come that he's going to be taken into the experience, practical experience of everything he has preached. Hallelujah. Is the reason why you see most of the time through prophetic revelation we preach ahead. You see, whatsoever we preach, God is going to pass us through the practical experience. And sometimes, most time we preachers, that is where we fail. I think it is better for God to take you ahead into experience before you begin to preach. Somebody with me. Both the preacher and the hearer, they are all going to write exam anyway. Hallelujah. So that day I had practical experience of all I've been preaching, and it was not that easy. The temptation was so strong. I began to wonder that, Jesus, if you were here, I hope you would have not done something to get yourself out of this. They were anyway, he helped me. Not because I was strong. And I left it, that one question, which I answered part. Left it. Left the hall. People that saw me, wow, strong pastor. He refused to eat, strong pastor. He had kept the faith. They didn't know that every one of us standing here, see, no matter how good and righteous we are, if his mercy, then we see how strong. I managed, kept a righteous face, left the hall, but when I left the hall, immediately my face changed, and it took the figure and the configuration of what was already in my inside. Inside I was angry at God. Why is it that you didn't send your angel to come and just take the pen out of my hand and begin to draw this equation? Why is it that you left me humiliated? And while I was angry, one of my friends, quickly, I believe it's God that sent me. He came and the first thing he said, Pastor, when he called that name, Pastor, oh, I remember, and I put myself back. We're trying preacher to make sure that to always keep this mold in our face that everything is alright. Hallelujah. Even though you are there, even in the well, it is what? It is well. I don't think it's so. Hallelujah. We will see Paul crying sometime. We see him weeping. Talking weeping. We see Jesus himself. Bible says Jesus wept. Full stop. Hallelujah. So I left that place and went on my activity. Section finished. Went back to Abuja where I used to stay. Doing my activity and all that. The time came. One day I was praying, worshiping. Not really for that, but for different things. And somehow I had a dream, and the dream, I saw that same person that was marked, and I scored 20 in a dream. When I woke up, I had peace. And what was the correlation between 20 and peace? May I have given up that. I forgot to tell you that that course is a prerequisite course. When we say prerequisite, we mean that if you fail it, assuming you fail it this year, when you get to next year that you have to register that course, you are not going to register it. You're going to be there, you're going to register, you come back and register this very one you fail. So it means that one is waiting for you ahead. So automatically, if you have to spend 4 years, you have 5 years already. Hallelujah. And I think it's also a 4 credit load, no, 3 credit load course. So I had a dream, I saw that, and when I woke up, I had peace. What is it? Session came and resumed. Continue preaching, praying. And the time came, I went to see that lecturer for to invite him for a certain thing. And when I did the invitation, and I'm asking, I said to him, sir, generally, what is the performance, you know, about that particular part? He said, well, the general performance is bad. However, there's a way of escape. He marked the whole thing over 100 so that if anyone get 20, he has passed. When I heard that, I packed. He cares for you. Even the little things that doesn't matter, he cares for you. Hallelujah. If Jesus can talk about grass, we don't value grass. Especially the modern day, you know, people, we don't value grass. In the village, we can use those grass for house. But here, we don't value. If it's a distraction, we get herbicide, spray it, kill it. As little as it is, he cares for it. He cares for it. So he cares for you. So when I heard that, I left. I began to preach. I said, this one I passed, this one I passed. People that knew what happened, they said, it's not possible. I said, I passed. God showed me and I've gotten the confirmation. Hallelujah. I don't know why it happened, but when the result came, my God did. At least, it's better than that extra. He cares for you. I traveled from here to Kaduna some time ago, so literally no money. Went, I mean the old Benue Lakes. I'm not talking about this one now. Okay, the no guy, you understand the old, that old, that time before Petra, my sister. Petra, okay, Francis, before, you know what time it was raining? Man was in charge and he breaking the in charge. Ah, good. And you remember that old Akwanga Road? It's not this one now that you are complaining. Before it may take you 2 days from here to Kaduna. And anytime you are on that Akwanga Road, there's still the old route. Old route. If you cross it, you see this one, the carved line, the new one. We flow. Go and get money. When I landed, I didn't know how we carry motor from Sabon Station to Kapuri. I've forgotten it used to be coins anyway. It used to be coins. We have Kobo, lift it. And one left. Yeah. It used to be 3 coins. From Sabon Station to Kapuru. When I stopped in Sabon Station, no money to go to Kapuru. Do you know that? Everybody dropped, everybody had gone. Everybody left. Sat here, you know the name. Everybody had gone, they are cleared. There is government, this was even driver, has also, you know, they eat a lot, has also find his way. When I was coming out, the bus, you would have saw three naira. I'm trying to be. Am I correct? That coin, that silver coin, I think it's Kobo. That one is the Pastor Tony's shirt. Kobo. The naira, that one is 3. I saw 3. Exactly what I was looking for. And I had the transport to reach Kapuri. When I got here, my father was surprised. He said, car, you bad boy. You always see, he cared for you. Even it was that easy. Yes. How many of you have ever been in a fix and somehow a way just came out? Hallelujah. This one you are in now is not different. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want us to stand up. Just relax. 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 Is it has to do with physical infirmity? He cared for you, he's going to heal you. Is it emotional sickness? He's going to heal you. I didn't know I would ever be tall and strong, but I didn't know. Because since they bore me and I began to. I don't know whether it is common with we that have genotype AS. I don't know. I don't know whether that is that. But sickness, 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 sickness. So I began to count the type of sickness that I've gone through. Many of you don't want to see me. Some, even some humiliating one. Consistently on admission. Consistently on pain. Come on this side, you know. Don't go that side. Bring the other hand. I think only leg. Hallelujah. I didn't know that God had power. Well, maybe you know that. You only know Him as a healer. For me, I experienced it. That's one thing that blasted me. Around the same time with my late sister, she had fibroids. Big fibroids. And also ulcer. I don't eat pepper much, not because I had problems that way. I was used to that because of the Lord. But the same day, the fibroid blasted. That's too much. Pop! And blood was just coming out. But the woman had to carry that and tie so that. Hallelujah. Let me not discourage you about me. If I begin to call something, discourage. So leave it. Hallelujah. He cared for you. Do you believe that? See, sometimes you see that your kitchen is dry, you know. You are just taking the next thing, calculating soup that you go with. 4 Maggi, you break it into 2. Use 2 Maggi, even with that, you just finish your soup, then visitor just fill the panel. Instead of 5, you are seeing about 10 people, and calculation, you carry. Am I speaking to women here? You carry water, the soup that was meant to be thick, you carry water, pop, and it has some little salt. And that one you are taking that kai. Like that we do. Let's see this one and die. The next thing, somehow, one allowed to just enter, boom. Hallelujah. Boom. Boom. He cared for you. Life is not really meant to be that, so that when you go, if you enter the market, they just know you that a quarrelsome woman has entered. Not really because you are quarrelsome, you quarrel over Ganda. This thing is 15 naira. One is, the other one is 50, the other is 100. This is how they know it. But you quarrel. It's 15 naira. In such a way that they have known you. When you begin to quarrel, they care for you. Cared for you. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Let me make contact with your heart. Begin to say, Lord, I cast all my cares upon you. We thank God we have this high priest that is also touched with the feeling of our infirmities. It's not really that hard, that cruel Jesus. You know, it's not only that hard, that cruel Jesus that we know. He's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Can you talk to your high priest? He cares for you. He cares for you. He cares for you. He cares for you. Somebody talk to God. Talk to your high priest. If a sister broke your heart, he cares for you. If a brother broke your heart, he cares for you. He cares. He cares. This particular sin, this particular issue here, I know that it's wrong. I've heard preaching that it's wrong. I've read it as wrong, but I cannot. And I struggle. See, Paul, I struggle. Prophet began to tell us the prayer. They say, cease from your own strength. When I struggle, for I struggle. He cares for you. He cares. Cast it upon him. Cast it upon him. I heard about a woman that had rebellious daughter, particularly. She has tried all to bring that child to alignment. Tried all, everything she knew, everything she was taught, she has tried. No avail. When she met God, God said that, have you ceased trying now? You have exhausted your strength and come to me. And when she did that, God now took over. He cares for you. He cares for you. He cares for you. Thank you, Father. He cares for you. He cares for you. He cares for you. Lord, we give you praise. Thank you, Father. He cares for you. He cares for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There are things that I went through, I see, I just whispered in my heart. Not only that, I prayed, just whispered. Somehow he heard it, and he took care of it. In Revelation, he said that the Lamb, you wipe away our tears. You wipe away our tears. He cares for you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Please, can we stand if you can't? I want us to welcome the ministry of God's servant, Prophet Jesse Jampa. Up your hands and worship him. Oh, God.
your mind. Then we will rejoice as we dwell in your righteousness. Then we will rejoice as we bask in your holy Savior, the Lord. Baruch Abba, Hashem Adonai. Blessed is he who comes, Baruch Abba, Hashem Adonai, Lord, in the name. Blessed is the one who comes. Blessed is the one who comes. Blessed is the one who comes. Who comes in the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed is the one who comes. Blessed is the one who comes. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. Holy Spirit, we give you the praise, we give you the glory. Son of the living God, hallowed be your name. For Hosanna to your name, we praise you tonight. Hosanna to the King of glory, praise you tonight. We thank you for the power that is in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the power that is in the name of Jesus. The power to break every chain. The power to set the captives free. The power to loose the oppressed. The power to heal the sick. The power to restore. Yay! The yays that the enemy has stolen. Father, we thank you because there's the power to restore tonight. Lord, we give you praise because there is the power to restore tonight. I'd like you just to speak to him and say, Lord, I thank you because there is the power to restore. There is a 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 power to restore. Comfort ye, my people. Comfort ye, my people. Comfort ye, my people. For the Lord is mindful of his own. The Lord is mindful of his people. The Lord is mindful of the redeemed. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hands of the enemy. Father, we thank you for the power of redemption. We thank you for the blood of the everlasting covenant. We thank you for the blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you, Lord, we give you praise. We thank you, Lord, we give you praise. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Tonight the Lord has come to answer long-awaiting prayers. Tonight the Lord has come to bring breakthrough. Tonight the Lord has come to deliver. Tonight the Lord has come to bring the fulfillment of his word hanging over your life. As soon as Apostle Josh began to speak, suddenly the burden came upon my heart. And I looked into the congregation and I began to see different people. And it was as though the Lord brought their pains, their burden, their distress upon my heart. And I heard the Lord saying, I'm restoring. I heard the Lord say, many are the affliction of the righteous, but yea, the Lord deliver him out of them all. The Lord is delivering the righteous out of them all. The Lord is delivering many out of them all. Father, we give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. I see two people specifically in this hall that before the close of this year, the Lord is going to give breakthrough with respect to marriage. Specifically, two ladies. Hallelujah. 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 Proverbs chapter 8, verse 34. The Lord says, blessed is the man. The spirit of wisdom says, blessed is the man that hears my voice. Blessed is the man who watches at my gates. And the man who waits at my doorpost. He said, for that man shall receive favor from the Lord. He said, blessed is that man who has learned the art of watching at my gates. That man who knows how to wait at my doorpost. He said, because that man will surely hear me. Where we are to the next level of encounter that we need with God is just the voice of God we need. The Bible says the voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedar of Lebanon. The voice of the Lord caused the mountain to skip like lamp. The Bible says the Lord bred and Jordan parted. Yea, even Red Sea parted before them. The voice of the Lord. That's why the Lord is calling people who will learn to watch at his gate. He said, blessed is the man who hears my voice. The man who has learned the art of watching at my gate. Who knows how to stand at my doorpost. He said, that man is blessed. Because once he gets my voice, when my voice comes into his life, then every mountain that has stood before him will skip like lamp. Well, we're talking about spiritual cities and mystery Babylon. We can only reign and walk in victory and enjoy victory in true spiritual warfare if we are people who know how to hear the voice of the Lord. Because every time the Lord speaks, it will cause every mountain to shake. Every time the Lord speaks, every cloud of darkness and wickedness will bow. He said, so shall my word be that proceed out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish the purpose for which I sent it, and it shall prosper therein. And so God is seeking for word hearers. God is seeking for people who know how to stand and watch at the gate of the Lord, just putting their ears to hear the word of the Lord. The reason why the prophets of old would dare to stand before kings, to stand before nations and speak utterances without fear or favor of any man, is because they had the voice of the Lord. And the Bible said that voice is full of majesty. So when that voice comes to you, whether in a corporate meeting or in your place of fellowship with the Lord, boldness will come, authority will come. You'll be able to stand before every mountain that has confronted you. You'll be able to stand over every spiritual activity and command the works of the enemy to bow. You'll be able to stand and say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you, when the voice of the Lord comes. And that's what God is raising. God is raising the people who are hungry to hear from Him. God is raising the people who will set their ears, who will stand as watchmen, who will know how to listen to the counsel of the Lord. Like God will tell David, as soon as you hear the sound of marching at the top of the mulberry tree, then strike. Many of us, the reason why we are not able to strike the enemy, the reason why we are not able to bring deliverance to our family, is because we don't know how to position to hear the sound of the Lord. Gabriel could look at Zechariah and say, you doubt me? I am Gabriel that standeth before the presence of the Lord. That means if I stand before the presence of the Lord and I bring good tidings to you, you dare not doubt me, because I hear. Elijah will stand and look at Ahab and look at the people, and you say, according to my word, so shall it be. Elijah was a man who was always standing in the presence of the Lord. And that's why he could make decrees and utterances even in his closet. And that which he spoke will bring a ripple effect in the entire nation. He was a man who knew how to listen to the voice of the Lord. He was a man who knew how to keep the watch of the Lord. Blessed is that man that heareth me, that watches at my gates. Blessed is that man. Blessed is that man. Blessed is that man. Blessed is that man. The moment Elijah heard from God that according to the word of the Lord, there will be no rain for 3.5 years. And he spoke that word. The word of the Lord went forth, and suddenly there was an effect on the earth. The moment Elijah also heard from the Lord that it was going to be according to his word, that rain will come. I want to tell you that for 3.5 years, Elijah was carrying the rain that the people of Israel need inside his spirit, because he was carrying the word that will release the rain. So Elijah was carrying rain. He was a rain carrier. And that's why Elijah will speak and kings will bow. So God is seeking for people. God is calling us into the holy place. God is calling us into a place where we know how to hear the sound of marching, where we know how to align to the sound of the Lord, where we'll come into a position where the sound of God will be the same with the sound that we echo. Or that the very sound that will speak is as the sound of God, who will not bring effect in the world. Blessed is that man that hears me. Blessed is that man that knows how to position his spirit to receive. Blessed is that man that knows how to stand and receive the sounds of eternity in the spirit. Oh, blessed is that woman. So Lord, we give you praise. We thank you. We thank you because what you are doing with your spirit is that you are positioning us, you are causing our spiritual ears and eyes to tilt to the angle of the spirit, so that we can hear the sound of marching, so that we can hear the sound of going at the top of the mulberry tree, so that we can hear a word from the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 4, no, in St. Proverbs chapter 8, wisdom speaking. He said, I have counsel and I have good understanding. He said, for by me kings reign and princes decree justice. He said, by me princes rule the earth. Chapter 24 says, by wisdom is the house built, by understanding it is established, by knowledge are all the chambers filled with good and precious things. They say a wise man is strong. Yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. A wise man is strong. Yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. A wise man is strong. A man who can hear the voice of the Lord is strong. Yea, a man who progressively receives knowledge from the Lord increases strength. A man of knowledge is strong. Many times we have defined wisdom in the church to mean the application of knowledge. But God is bringing us to a new understanding of what true wisdom is. If we read some of the visions of Rejoinder, Rejoinder will always say he saw the Lord coming to talk to him as wisdom. He will see the spirit of the wisdom speaking to him, and the spirit of wisdom was the Lord Jesus himself. And so God wants us to get a new understanding of what wisdom is. So when you read the book of Proverbs and you see wisdom speaking, you read and you see the Bible said God by wisdom laid the foundations of the earth. He's not talking about learning 1 + 1 and know how to apply it in your daily life. No, he's talking about the realm of mysteries. He's talking about the rest who have access to the divine revelations of God. That's the wisdom of God that the Bible is talking about. That's the wisdom of God that will bind principalities and power. The Bible says God has called us. It is our destiny to teach principality and power lesson. He said that the manifold wisdom of God might be made known to principalities and powers by the church. He's not talking about calculus. He's not talking about medical knowledge. He's not talking about just learning scripture in your head and quoting it. That's not the wisdom. Such wisdom cannot demonstrate the power of God to principalities and powers. So God is talking about the realm of revelation. God is talking about how we can open our spirit to light and revelation. That's how we can demonstrate the power of God to principalities and powers. That's why Solomon can say a wise man is strong. So wisdom is equal to strength. The Bible says all through the reign of Solomon, Solomon never fought any war. Not because he had the best soldiers, but because he had the secrets of God. Because he had access to the wisdom of God. The Bible says God gave him largeness of heart like the sand of the seashore. It wasn't human wisdom that Solomon used to reign. It was a counsel of the Lord. It was a mysteries of the Lord coming to him. That's why Job can speak and say, as it was in the days of my youth when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, when by the light of God I walked through darkness. He's not talking about human wisdom. He's not talking about education. He said, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. And so God is calling us to be true carriers of his secret. God is calling us to be people who know how to stand and keep the watch of the Lord. So that the word of the Lord will progressively come to us. When you read the Old Testament and you see the books of the prophet, you always hear it say, and the word of the Lord came. That means the word of the Lord was coming. The word of the Lord was a person that could walk to them. And the word of the Lord came to the prophet Jeremiah. It was a person, he came. That means if you don't know how to watch and wait for him, he will come and you will miss him. And the word of the Lord came. He was a person. He is a person. That's why he could say, blessed is the man that hears me. Because the word of the Lord, the wisdom of God is a person. And so God is calling us to that realm of fellowship. To that realm where we know how to keep pace, how to keep watch, to hear the voice of wisdom. That's how we can displace principality and power. In spiritual warfare, it's not the degree of prayer or the hours of prayer that you can pray that will bring you victory in spiritual warfare. It's the level of secret and access to mysteries that you have that can bring you deliverance. That's why you see the Bible say, by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. Not because the prophet was full of Moses and power, but because the prophet had access to the secrets of God. And so every time the secrets of God was in display, there was deliverance. That's why a mortal man called Moses could just walk to the rock. And by the secret of God, it's only the secret of God that can tell such a man that there's water in the rock. If you think it's not by revelation, go and hit any rock and expect water to pour out. It was the secret of God, the wisdom of God at display. And God is calling us. The voice of wisdom is sounding. He's calling us to another level of fellowship. He's calling us to be watchers and waiters. If you go to a restaurant or to a hotel and you meet the waiter, their responsibility is to wait. To just wait for you. So blessed is the man who hears my voice. That man who is diligent enough to watch. That man who is diligent enough to wait. He's the one who will have access to my secrets. That's why you see people jumping from pillar to post. That's why almost the whole false prophet we have in town have made the church so gullible. Everybody, most people can be easily deceived. Because they don't know how to watch. Because they don't know how to wait. He said, it's those that wait upon the Lord that will renew their strength. They are the ones that will mount up with wings as eagle. They are the ones that will run and not be weary. They are the ones that will walk and not faint. Because in this day and time that we are, even the young will be weary. Even the young will lose their strength. The experience of the old will fail them. The gray hair of the old will fail them. So it is only the wisdom of God that can bring us to a point where we can walk in victory. So when we talk about the spiritual cities and mystery Babylons, I believe God did not just bring his servant here to bamboozle us with revelation, but that we can come to a place of empowerment where this revelation will become life to us, where this revelation will become truth to us, and we'll begin to make spiritual warfare based on the revelation that God has given us. And that's why when you read Ephesians chapter 6, where you see among the weapons, the armor that Paul described, the first one that was described is called truth. And so you can't really launch into spiritual warfare without truth. Truth is the first weapon that was mentioned. It was the first armor that we need if we are going to effectively wage war. And truth can only be communicated by the Spirit of Truth himself. He is the reality. And that's why we must learn to be watchers and waiters. That's where the reality comes. That's where the truth that we need to wage war comes. Why is it that it was easy for the prophets of the Bible to bring deliverance to a nation, to bring deliverance to a people? They had access to the secrets of God. That's why in 2 Kings chapter 2, when Elisha got the mantle of Elijah, the Bible says he walked into a city and the people began to lament and said, the situation of this land is good, but the water is bad, the water is bitter. And Elisha was a man who had access to the secrets of God. And he said, bring me to the source, bring me to the spring of that water. Where has it been heard that a cruse of salt will heal the water and bring deliverance to a land? Elijah said, bring me a cruse of salt. And the Bible says they took him to the source of that water. And he poured it and he said, today the Lord healed this water. And the Bible says, up to today that water has been healed. There were men who had access to the secrets of God. The battles that we are trying to wage, I believe in long hours prayer, I believe in vigils, but I've seen that certain times some deliverance that we need can only come by revelation, by truth that the Spirit of wisdom himself will communicate to you. I've seen sometimes where people struggle to cast out devils from a person, and just by revelation the Holy Ghost can just tell you to touch so place, and that's all you need to cast out the devil. Hallelujah. God is calling us to be carriers of his secrets. People like Joseph, people like Daniel, they were carriers of the secrets of God. I love Daniel and Joseph. They were not conventional prophets in the temple like some other prophets. They were people like you and I. They were people who walk in the secular world, but they had access to the secrets of God. So they could bring redemption to a nation. They could bring deliverance to a generation. That's why the Bible says, blessed are they that know the joyful sound of the Lord. They shall walk in the light of his countenance. And so when the joyful sound of the Lord comes, because we have learned to wait and to watch, then we will walk perpetually in the light of his countenance. It means we will walk in a place where darkness will be far away from us. We will walk in true liberty, because light has come. Say, arise, shine, for that light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. For the Lord shall rise upon you, and his glory shall be seen on you. For Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. The Bible says, Joseph bind the senators and the leaders of Pharaoh by his wisdom. What kind of wisdom did Joseph use to bind senators? It was never said that Joseph attended National Institute of Policy and Strategic Studies. He did not do any course on management and administration. But the Bible says he bind the senators of Egypt by his wisdom. He was a practical fulfillment of the scripture that we would teach principality power and powers, wisdom. will teach them lesson. So when you read through the scripture, you see that God is a God of wisdom. You will see that God is a God of revelation. You will see that the Bible will say that God established the foundations of the world. He laid the pillars of the earth by his wisdom. And so God is bringing us to a new understanding of what this wisdom is that we're talking about. It is not by how many books you read. I remember those days when we were in campus. There were these brothers we had. They were our leaders. They believed so much in reading all kinds of motivational books. And they used to boast themselves on how many books they buy in a month. One would say, I buy 5,000 naira worth of books every month. They would do seminars. They would teach about the 3 D's of success. Dedication, determination, and all of that. And when I look at them, it's not because there was something wrong. But I saw that their gospel was so mind-driven. And I watched just recently all the noise they made. They will buy so company, they will do this, they will do this, they said all. Some of them said they were not going to work. That as soon as they left school, they were going to be top CEOs. And for some of them, they left us in school many years. I see some of them now. And their life does not look like that which they were processing. Because that wisdom that they were gaining does not have substance in the spirit. God is not saying it's wrong to read those books. But God is saying in this realm, princes reign by wisdom. They reign by counsel. They reign by the spirit of revelation. Princes will only decree justice by revelation. Hallelujah. And I believe that there's a baptism that has started already. There's a baptism of the spirit of revelation. That's why Paul prayed. He said, I pray that God will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That the light, that the eyes of understanding be enlightened. He said that you will know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of the inheritance of the saints and the exceeding greatness of his power to us what we believe. Such revelation can only come by the spirit of wisdom. That's why I've seen people who did not even go to school, who did not even have degree, but they knew how to wield authority in the realm of the spirit. When people go to visit native doctors, they don't ask the native doctors or the mama in that hut in the village, what degree do you have? They don't have ask her if you have any degree in botany. They don't ask her if she has PhD, but she has access to the mysteries of darkness, and she can tap into access and bring deliverance to them in the natural. So nobody cares how many degree you have. It is beautiful, it is great. But we are living in a time where it's only the wisdom of God, it's only access to the revelations of God that can bring us into the fulfillment of the destiny that God has called us to be. We are living in a time where the mind of men will fail them. Where the labor of men will fail them. For the battle is not to the strong, or the race to the swift. But it is of God who showeth mercy. So we are living in a time where God will exalt people who look like in the natural they don't have any advantage. But because they know how to do business upon great waters. The Bible says they that go down to the sea and do business upon great waters, they are the ones who have access to the works of the Lord and to his wonders in the deep. So God will exalt believers in this day and time who have access to the secrets of God, who know how to do business upon great waters, who know how to see the signs of the Lord, who know how to read the writings of God in the world, who know how to carry the secrets of God. And the reason why the Holy Ghost is placing such an emphasis for the church to rise up into the prophetic realm in these last days, it's not necessarily because God is calling everybody to the office of the prophet. It's because God understands that the battles of the last days will require that we have access to the secrets of God. That's why the Holy Ghost is doing everything possible to open you to that realm of the supernatural. So that you can have access to the wisdom of God. So that you can trade in life with the secrets of God. Acts chapter 2 says that it might be fulfilled that which was written by the prophet Joel. That it shall come to pass in the last day that I will pour out my spirit upon flesh. He He said, your sons and your daughters shall have visions. He said, they shall prophesy. He said, the young will see visions and the old will dream dreams. He said, it shall come to pass and they shall prophesy. And our Lord wonders in the earth. And even signs in the heavens. And it shall come to pass that as many that will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so the reason why God is giving access to prophetic revelations, the reason why God is bringing us to understand the realm of the spirit and learn to do business in that realm, is because God understands that the last day of salvation, the great harvest will be dependent on access to the secrets of God that we have. He said, because the sons and daughters will prophesy, it shall come to pass that many will call upon the name of the Lord and they shall be saved. So when you read through the old covenant, every time God gives prophets word, every time the prophets come with the word of the Lord, there's one thing that is sure. There's redemption. There's deliverance. There's salvation. That's why Moses can say, stand still and you will see the salvation of the Lord. For the Egyptians that you see now, you shall see them no more. He was a man who had a word from the Lord. Oh, how we need to access that realm. How we need to watch at his gate so that we can hear him. Because the redemption of the nation is dependent on us. The salvation of our household is dependent on us. The salvation of the systems of the world is dependent on us. How we need access to that realm. I was watching a documentary one day on Discovery Channel. And I saw something. I saw a discovery. And I think they call it psychic investigation. That means in America, even among FBI and CIOs, they have psychics now that they adopt to give them access to revelations, how to access criminals and the rest. And that day, I was glued to the TV. I said, Lord, what is this? Oh God, we need saints in those places who by the secrets of God can enable a nation to access armed robbers, to access criminals. And I was watching it carefully. A particular woman, she's a psychic. And you see, the secular one, they don't care whether it's of God or of the devil. All they want is what? Result. That's why you see people plunging to the false houses of the prophet. Many people don't care whether it's of God, whether from heaven or from hell. They need what? Solution. That's why the Bible says the sons and the daughter will prophesy and there will be salvation. That means the harvest of the nations will come. The councils of darkness will be broken over cities and nations. Because we will emerge as people who have access to the secrets of God. In those days in the nation of Israel, wherever there is famine and there is trouble, at that point they don't consult the king. They don't consult the general of the king's army. They consult people who have access to the secrets of God. It is at such times that people like Samuel can emerge. At such times where the nation of the Philistine was coming against Israel. And a man like Samuel, who had done some business with God, who knew how to call upon the God of heaven to bring rain even in dry season. He had that technology at his beckon. He knew what to do. He had access to the secrets of God. And he could bring the nation to experience redemption. And the Bible says he asked the people to fast. And he raised an altar to the Lord. And he invoked the name of the Lord. The Bible said judgment came in the camp of the Philistine, and that day the entire nation of Israel was saved from their enemies. The people in the secular world will begin to consult psychic and bring them to work with CIAs and FBIs and investigation departments. How we need the wisdom of God. How we need to have access to the secrets of God. Because at some point in your life, death and life will be dependent on the revelations that you can listen. How that God needs to energize our spirit to his frequency. So it's my desire that while we bask under this anointing and the presence of God, everyone will cry to the Lord and hunger that something will happen to your spirit. That there will be a tilting and an alignment to your spirit. That the revelations of God will become your second nature. Every day I pray and I tell the Lord, Lord, I want the realm of the prophetic. I want the realm of the secrets of God to become like this, like a second nature to me. Where I can think the thoughts of God and do the works of God. The Bible says, those that do know their God shall be strong. And they shall do exploits. They shall do exploits. That means they shall bring deliverance to nations. They shall bring deliverance to community. They shall enter into community and break the altars of idols. They shall lift up the banner of Christ in nations and in cities, because they know their God, because they have access to the secrets of God. When Jehoshaphat and the other three kings in 2 Kings chapter 3 were to go into war, the Bible says at that point they were afraid and they needed to hear a counsel from the Lord, and they came to Elisha. And Elisha looked at them and said, if not for the presence of Jehoshaphat, I wouldn't have listened to you. He said, but bring me therefore a minstrel. And the Bible says, as the minstrel began to play, the hand of the Lord came upon Elisha. And he began to decree the word of the Lord. And he told them, dig the dishes. He said, for thus hear the Lord, you shall not see the rain nor the wind, but the valley shall be filled with water. That's mystery. That's the wisdom of God coming into play. You may not necessarily need to stand on the pulpit to decree that wisdom of the Lord. But you will need that wisdom to bring deliverance to your family. You will need that wisdom to break the cloud of darkness in your neighborhood. You will need access to that secret. That's why the Bible did not say in the last days the prophets or the apostles or the pastors and the teachers will prophesy. It said the sons and the daughters, they shall prophesy. That means everyone's spirit will be upgraded to a point where you have access. You have flow to the revelations of God. Father, we give you praise. We bless you. Radibaha susubrahata balando brata. Rigaba susubrahani mahalali androbosa. Meke yeke susabarahala gabahasa. We open our spirit to holy baptism. We open our spirit to holy baptism. We open up our spirit to holy baptism. Radia sakabahala mombrata. Iyana mana sombra talaba, eri ala la masodia, iya ya la babasi, kobra hata kabala susufrata. That's why Moses will say, I wish that all God's people be prophets. And he will put his spirit upon them. That's what God is doing. God is raising an army. God is not raising one general in the army where other people will be dependent on that general. God is raising an army for himself. God is raising the people who will be able to represent him everywhere they are found. And it is this mandate that this ministry and this platform uphold. To raise a generation, to raise an army for a Lord. To raise a people for the Lord who will chase darkness out of their world. But I tell you, if we are going to do that, we must be schooled in the ways of the prophet. We must be schooled in the ways of the Lord so that we can access the secrets of the Lord. There's something about David. Every time you study the scripture, you read the books of Psalms and you see the life of David. David was called to be a king. But later on we can see that there was such a prophetic mantle that came upon David. And every time I study the Bible, I see that David expounds on deep mysteries about the coming of the Messiah more than many of some of the prophets. David spoke with details. David was the one who gave us insight that the Messiah will fast even before going to the cross. The gospel did not capture that fully. But David gave us insight into that. If you read Psalm 69, Psalm 109, you will see that. David was the one who told us that men will cast lot on his garments. David spoke with short details. He said his bones will not be broken. That's why we see that one of the Roman soldiers was going to break his bone, but that which was spoken by the prophet must be fulfilled. David spoke with such insight and accuracy. And when I look at the life of David, I say, Lord, but it was never said in the Bible that David was called to be a prophet. David was actually called to be a king. But when you read Acts of the Apostles chapter 3, the apostle referred to David as the prophet of God. Though he was called to be a king, that means he matured in his fellowship with God to a point where he had access into the secrets of God. Even though he had other prophets, like God, like Nathan, who spoke into his life, for he himself was a prophet of God. When you read the book of 1 and 2 Samuel, and the kings, you will see that David always knew how to run every time Saul was chasing him. And David knew how to stay in the company of the prophets and with Saul. That's why in 1 Samuel chapter 19, when Saul was in search of David, the Bible says he went into the company of the prophet where David was hiding among the prophets in Ramah. David was not a prophet, but he understood the ways of the prophets. He knew how to stay in the company of the prophets. That's why he had such fearful insight into the secrets of God. And he can give us detail about things that will come to pass hundreds of years before they happen. It was his fellowship with God that granted him access to that mystery. He was a man who was after the heart of God. He knew how to worship God. He knew how to stand at the gate. That's why it was said that David was the one who he built the tabernacle. He built a mobile house for the Lord. David will have people who will be burning incense day and night. Prayer and intercession and worship and praise was going on in the tabernacle of the Lord, where David himself was abiding. That's why he had that access into the secrets of God. Not because he was called to be a prophet. He understood the ways of the prophet. He knew how to tap into the secrets of God. Oh God, we need that grace. We need that baptism tonight. Oh Lord, we need that impartation by your Spirit. We need that river that made glad the city of God. We need the flow of this stream into this house tonight. Karabaha silamantaya. Mambra hiko balahate kusaya. Ilamando bra hilege la suta bayalanda. We need men who are trained in the ways of the prophet. We need men who will be bearers of the secrets of God. Ilayanananda karabababosha. Hiyagada balagada bababo. Ha ha ha. Mandelia lavaya da bossa, Iagaba sofra di la gabayasa. I want you to be on your feet, Salabaharagada. Ilagada babababababababa, Kosha la mambra liatamba lataya. And lift up your hands to the Lord and say, Lord, I need that baptism. Lord, I need that baptism. Lord, I need that baptism. Dreams and visions are not for entertainment. Dreams and visions are weapons of the Spirit. They are weapons of the Spirit to empower us to carry out the battles of the Lord. The prophetic is not for entertainment. It's for people who know how to take the battles to the gates of the enemy. Hey! Radia la sumetelia bayata. Brande kebo kopsula bataya. Brande dia la gabaso po baragada. Ila baso mbrege dia wala da 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 da. Ira da 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 da. Open your spirit for a baptism. Open your spirit for a baptism. Ya 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 ya. Open your spirit and receive. And he sent me a river as pure as crystal, proceeding from the throne of the Lord and of the Lamb. Ine, ya 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 ya. Ira da 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 da. Lord, we ask for an holy impartation. We ask for an holy impartation. We ask for an holy impartation. Ine ge ba ya ga ba 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 ba. Radi ga ba bande bo lo 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 ba ba. Ya 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 ya. Hey. To the Lord, wash my eyes with eyesight. Wash my eyes with eyesight. Wash my eye with eyesight. Wash my eye with eyesight. Wash my eye with eyesight. That I may see your God. That I may hear your God. He has a young man over my Manasa. Yeah. of Jesus. Let blockers who are hearing be broken. Let blockers be broken. Let blockers be broken. Let our ears be open to hear the voice of the Lord. For blessed are the people that know the joyful sound of the Lord. Blessed is the man who hears my voice. Blessed is that man who watches at my gates. Blessed is that who waits at my doors. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Yei abala mama saka. Radi bala mama bolo bolo bala gada. We ask for activation, O God. We ask for activation, O God. We ask for activation, O God. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. We ask for the anointing of activation. We ask for activation. We ask for activation. We ask for activation. Rade go 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 siya. Bila ba 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 ba. Yeah 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 yeah. Yeah 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 yeah. Yeah yeah. Bala gaba su su brahata gaba yasa. Ila ba ya gaba ba 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 ba. I want you to just lift up your hands to the Lord. For the Spirit of the Lord is unlocking destinies. The Spirit of the Lord is unlocking destinies tonight. Spirit of God, we ask that you breathe upon us. Spirit of God, we ask that you breathe upon us now. We ask that you breathe upon us now. We ask that you breathe upon us now. We ask that the seals of destiny be unlocked. We ask that seals of destiny be unlocked. We give you glory, we give you praise. We give you glory, we give you praise. We give you glory, we give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Let chains of bondages be broken. Let chains of bondages be broken. For the Lord showed me 2 days ago a vision. And I saw chains broke from the head of a man. And that's what the Lord is doing in this conference. God is breaking strongholds that has held people bound in their minds. Strongholds that have held people bound in their minds. Lord, let such chains be broken. Let the limitations be lifted. Let demonic limitations be lifted. Let demonic limitations be lifted. Let demonic limitations be lifted. Spirit of God, I decree right now. Let demonic limitations be lifted. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh grave, where is your victory? We break the sting of death. We break the sting of death. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord asked me to pray for you, sir. For I saw you sitting on the bed carrying a little baby. I don't know how many children you have, but I see you sitting on the bed carrying a little baby. And I believe that baby is not up to two. Huh? A little baby girl. When I came up, I started seeing that vision. But I was waiting for the Lord to give me clarity. And I saw that you were laying hands on the baby and praying and crying. And I saw that the temperature of the baby rose so high. And the enemy actually cut off the baby. And that's why I began to declare that the sting of the grave is broken. Is your baby here? If the baby is here, bring her. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Just worship Him. 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 How old is the baby? Lord, will put the seal of the blood over this baby. No weapon fashioned by the devil shall prosper over this life. We decree that this baby shall fulfill his day. In the name of Jesus, sickness and infirmity shall not come near you. You are covered by the blood of Jesus. And there are certain restorations that the Lord is doing and door that has to do with job. Look at me, sir. I'm seeing a restoration that the Lord is doing that has to do with a job. I don't know what you do, but the Lord says He's bringing that restoration. What do you do, sir? Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. There's an open door. There's an open door by the Spirit of God. And this open door shall bring finances. In the name of Jesus. I'm actually seeing two, and I'm seeing another baby. I'm seeing two babies, and I'm seeing another one. And I'm seeing the third one, and the third one that I'm seeing is a girl. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. How many do you have now? Two. I'm seeing the third girl. I'm seeing the third girl coming. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. The Lord asked me to pray. For I see people who have been held bound by the enemy. And they have not been able to advance into their destiny. The Lord says tonight, He wants to unlock the destiny of some people. The Lord wants to unlock the destiny of some people tonight. Lord, we pray, let the chains of bondage be broken. Let the chains of captivity be broken. Let these people take a giant step into their destiny. In the name of Jesus. In the month of March, I went to minister somewhere in Kaduna. And when I came back to Jos, the church where I ministered, the pastor sent a young man to my house that I should pray for him. And when the young man came to Jos, he plays grassroots football. He has never played for any side club before. And while I held his hands to pray for him, the Spirit of the Lord said, I want you to unlock his destiny. And when I began to pray for him, the Lord began to speak and say, I'm opening doors for you to the nations. God is saying, I'm sending you to nations. God was saying, I'll make you a household name. And I began to speak to him and decree over his life. And I told him, fast for days and let's pray on the phone. And he went back. This is a young man who wanted to play for a team in Kaduna. How much would they pay him? And he never had any breakthrough. But by the time he went back, a few weeks later, he was just playing his football on the street. Some people came and picked him. And they just saw him, they liked him. And the next thing, he was taken to play trials. The summary of it right now is that from March to now, he has never played any professional football. But he's part of the under 20 players playing the World Cup. Sometimes he will call, he will send a text, he will say, we're in Austria now. The following day, we're in Turkey. We're playing a friendly match with Brazil today. We have another friendly with Belgium. And the day before he left the country, he came to my house. And while he was just his team playing, doing the screening and trusting God, some people came from the Netherlands and they signed him to play for Ajax. Some of you who watch football, you know the team Ajax. And so he's gone to play for the World Cup. By the time the World Cup ends in this July, August is resuming to play in Ajax. And when he came to my house, somebody who came with the RAS jeans, the next time he came with somebody driving him. And I want you to know that every time God speaks over your life, the prophetic word is not just revelatory, the prophetic word is creative. That's how when those little children insulted Elisha, Elisha just spoke and sheep bear came from nowhere and ate them. The word of the Lord in the mouth created those bears that ate them. You can watch the remaining match. His name is Moses Simon. He's from Kaduna, Moses Simon. You watch him, you see him. And after that happened, several players from Kaduna, from his church, from different places began to call. I said, well, I don't have an anointing for a football breakthrough. But I want to tell you, that's why it's very important that we must hear God. Because the word of the Lord doesn't just reveal your future. The word of God can create it. Who is that woman there? Who is that lady? You, please come. The one looking at the back, please come. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Lord, we give you praise. We bless you. Lord, we give you praise and we bless you. Lord, we give you praise and we bless you. The Lord asked me to tell you that it's ending warfare in your life. For there are things that the Lord has shown you that you've not been able to enter into. Because there are demonic stronghold and contention over your life. And that has even brought bondage, even that has to do with you and your marital life. But there's a release tonight. The Lord says there's a release tonight. I want you to put your hand on your stomach. Or the usher, help me. Because the Lord says he wants to remove something. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Father, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because I see demons pressing you and touching around the waist and this region. And the Lord brings liberty to you right now. Out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. God says contention over your life is broken. For I'm seeing things that the Lord is removing from your body. Things that has to do with the internal organs that the Lord is removing from your body. The Lord says total healing and deliverance come to you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. for I'm seeing some money that has to do with a particular project that you've been trusting the Lord to do. And the Lord says, I'm opening the doors unto you. In the name of Jesus. There are five people that the Lord says there's going to be a breakthrough that has to do with job. Five people. Five people breakthrough that has to do with job. Five people. And as we enter this July, God is going to begin the miracle. Five people. And Lord, we decree that miracle to be released. We decree that miracle to be released. We decree that miracle to be released. We decree the miracle to be released. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That wicked spirit, lose her right now. Lose her right now. I break in the name of Jesus. I break in the name of Jesus. I set you free from demonic oppressions. I set you free from demonic oppression. For your health that has been threatened, I bring deliverance to you right now. And even sometimes demon affects and influence your mind. Look at me. You feel like the enemy comes to influence your mind. It's a demonic oppression that comes and touches your mind. And I see for some time you just lose grip of your mind. The Lord says deliverance come to you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You are free. You are free. You are free. In the name of Jesus. So the Lord says, it's ending a warfare in your life that has lasted for at least 5 years. 5 years. I'm seeing that warfare even had to do with in-laws, with your in-law, the family. For I saw the things that were even before marriage. I saw the battles, the struggle, the warfare. And I saw that your enemy also came to afflict your wife. But the Lord says the things that looked as though had been lost, he's going to restore. And God is saying this is a season of restoration for you. The Lord is saying before the close of this year, there shall be a miracle of breakthrough. But there shall be a miracle of breakthrough. For I see you riding like in a horse, and you overtook many that have gone ahead of you. And God is saying, this is the quarter of the year. This is the season of the year that he will remember you. Father, we give you praise and we bless you. I want to pray. I see someone like a lady with SS. I believe the Lord for crazy miracles. The Lord wants me to pray for a lady, somebody with SS, female. If you believe the Lord and you are that person, just come. Father, we give you praise. We bless you. Who is that person? The Lord wants to do that miracle. Lord, we give you praise and we bless you. Lord, we give you praise and we bless you. A girl, SS. Father, we thank you. Just lift up your hands and worship him. Just lift up your hands and worship him. We give you praise, Father. We give you praise, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Me to pray for you. Just lift up your hands. Even for a job. What do you do, sir? What do you do? You are not doing anything. The Lord asked me to pray for you. God says it's in this season that he will bring the miracle for you. Lord, we decree the miracle. Let it be released. Let that miracle job be released. We ask that you shake the heart of men and bring that breakthrough. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm just hearing name in my heart. I'm hearing the name Vera. And I'm hearing the name Bosse. I don't know who these people are. What's your name? The Lord is saying it's Vera's time for a miracle. What's your name? The Lord is saying it's Vera's time for a miracle. I don't know what you've been talking to the Lord about, but the Lord says there's a miracle for you. And I release that miracle by the word of the Lord. And the miracle has to do with healing. It has to do with deliverance. Thou spirit of oppression, loose! 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 Right now. I break demonic oppression right now. That yoke is broken! Loose! In the name of Jesus. If I see a strange hand touch you, a strange hand that comes to touch you, God is breaking that hand. That demonic hand, I break that hand in the name of Jesus. And I declare no more molestation for you. You are loose in the name of Jesus. Lord, we command a miracle right now for her. Command a miracle right now. Command a miracle right now. What's your name? Lord, in the name of Jesus, let yokes be broken. Let yokes be broken. Even yokes that has to do with your family, let it be broken. Let there be a total deliverance right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we give you praise and we bless you. We thank you because our ears are open to the realms. Our ears are open to the realms of visions and revelation. Before I drop this mic, I'm seeing someone. There's someone in your family, and that person is supposed to be an in-law. Supposed to be an in-law, like a brother-in-law, a brother-in-law. I'm seeing that the person occupies some seat in the government. And I suddenly just saw like the person caught stroke. And I saw the person being wheeled on a wheelchair. And the Lord asked me to pray for deliverance. And this person that the Lord shows me about, I believe the person is a senator. If you're in the congregation, like your brother-in-law is a senator. And I'm seeing that this person, I'm seeing like up to 3 people in this same family who occupy some positions in the government. I'm seeing like up to 3 people. Father, we thank you. Father, we rebuke the works of the enemy. For I see that this attack has to do with rivals. I'm seeing a demonic projection. Lord, we pray for these ones. We stand as a church and we declare covering. Because we are the church, it is given to us to decree justice. We decree that the work of the enemy is broken. We decree there shall be no stroke, there shall be no wheelchair. There shall be no stroke, there shall be no wheelchair. There shall be no stroke, there shall be no wheelchair. We break that demonic attack. 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 In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for liberty. Thank you for a release. Thank you for a breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. The Lord tells me particularly that it's you. I don't know, but there are also some unclean things that this person has put his hand into. But I pray for the mercy of God. I pray for the mercy of God. In the name of Jesus. I'm seeing a woman who is beginning to have symptoms of stroke. You feel it around your left leg. You're beginning to have like symptoms of stroke. You're afraid. Just lift up your hands. Let me pray for you. Where is that woman? Just lift up your hands. Let me pray for you. Your left leg. I want you to just come quickly. Come. There shall be no stroke. I break that symptoms right now. I break that symptoms right now. I break that symptoms right now. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands there, please. Break in the name of Jesus. I'm also hearing like arthritis. Arthritis. I command you to be broken in the name of Jesus. I command healing right now. Let your bone be healed. Let your bone be healed. You are free in the name of Jesus. I want you to do what you couldn't do before because you are healed now. Tell me what's happening. You are healed in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for your grace. Please put your hand there. Put it for mommy. Where? Down? Okay, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we release a healing anointing right now. Let your legs, let your shoulders be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be set free in the name of Jesus. I command the pain to go. I command the symptoms out. Let the power of God flow right now. Let every symptom of stroke be healed. Be set free right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you are healed. Mommy, check it and tell me. What's happening? I decree total healing for you. Total healing for you. Total healing for you. Your healing is perfected in Jesus' name. Amen. You're perfect. You're healed. You're healed. Do the hand. Could you do this before? What is she saying? You are totally healed in Jesus' name.
There is a gift of the miraculous, the gift of healings and miracles in the house. As Prophet Jesse was ministering, I saw a wave of creative miracles go through this house. Even healings in homes are going to happen. Healings in lives are going to happen. You are looking at things that have been destroyed in your life. Things that have been destroyed in your life. There were some things that you had, some things that you were doing. These things mattered to you. They felt more like what you were looking up to become something, but they were destroyed. Thank you, Father. For some of you, it was a particular business that you were doing, and it mattered to you. It meant a lot to you, and it was what you were looking for. But the Spirit of the Lord is saying it's not just business. It was things that people held on to. For some people, it was academics. They were in school and then they lost out. Either they were withdrawn, you were withdrawn, or your course was changed, or you were taken to a lower cadre. For some people, somebody important in their life died. somebody important that you looked to, somebody that was a pillar in your life, passed away. Things you held on to were destroyed. I can see recreation going on. If you are such a person, lift your right hand where you are. Just lift your hand, any hand where you are. If you are such a person, things that you were attached to was destroyed. The burden remover, the yoke destroyer. I am seeing the oppressions of the effects of those attacks lifting from people. Even you where you are, you can sense, some of you can sense what I am saying, you can feel what I am saying. I feel somebody's waist that is out of joint. You can't, you have to lean, you always lean. You can't walk well. Right now, God is rearranging your bones. He's rearranging your bones. Thank you, Father. The spirit of restoration, the spirit of recreation washed through this place. The spirit of recreation, there is recreation. Some of you are going to have things restored back to your life. Some new windows of opportunity, like it went in a circle, will look for it soon. Windows of opportunities are going to open to restore the thing that was lost. And this time it will be higher and better than before. The spirit of creation is here. As he was ministering, I saw a wave of creative anointing. I saw chests and waists and bones that were out of alignment. They were out of joint. Some people have broken bones or shifted bones or something. Some organs are shifted. But I am speaking now. The anointing is washing over you. Lord, let those organs begin to drop. Begin to be released all over their lives. Yeah. The loosening is going on right now. The restoring is going on. Somebody's bones have been like they are massaging you. You can feel like a hand or something palming you or pressing you, shifting your bones, shifting your body back into alignment, back into order. I see a demon left somebody's heart. Like a wind just left your heart. Your heart, you were, there were debts, there was a debt hanging over you, but it's gone. As he was ministering, so many angels walked into this place. They came in the form of oil, like beings that were shining with oil, shining with anointing. Yeah. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. There is restoration, there is recreation going on. Many people are suddenly going to have job openings. Some people will even have more than one job opening. I hear God say lecturers. Some people are going to be given lecturing appointments. I hear some people say that they were asking God for a job that will grant them the opportunity to serve God. That that won't hold them down. Wave of anointing. That opportunity is released right now. Where are the people that are getting healed? Let me see you waving your hand. You are feeling healed in your body. You know your body is experiencing healing. All over this hall. Something is happening. Come to the front. You are experiencing healing. Where you are, come to the front. I saw something being removed from somebody's head. Like a heat that used to burn in your head. It's moved right now. You know, as we take the healing testimonies, another realm of anointing is going to open. This oil is going to prosper people, and it's going to empower them. There are going to be specific words that will enthrone people. Thank you, Father. Makabashikahai. Mommy, come forward. What were you healed of?
Yeah, that is spending me. When you start praying, I didn't notice it again.
Hallelujah. Stay here. Something is conjuring. Another knee that is out of joints just got healed right now. Yeah, it's happening. Another knee. Even waist. You couldn't move, bend properly. So what were you using?
Where was Lord God of Daka?
What were you healed? Where were you healed? Okay, your abdomen. Words that are flowing right now.
The anointing to heal is strong in this place. The healing anointing is in this place. In case you have any infirmity anywhere in your body and you haven't come out, just lift up your hands right now, because the healing is going to locate you. Anywhere you are, you have any sickness, any infirmity. I'm saying somebody in the congregation, ulcer right now. I command ulcer be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Ulcer is being healed right now. Ulcer is being healed right now. Ulcer is being healed right now. Mommy, ulcer is being healed right now. Check, because ulcer is being healed right now. In case you came in with any pain of ulcer, I'm seeing there are people, it has become like a wound inside of you and you felt the pain before you came. Just touch it, because ulcer is being healed right now. Touch the pain and cause ulcer right now. Ulcer be gone in the name of Jesus. As I pray right now, you touch yourself and that pain of ulcer is gone. I'd like you to just come out, because ulcer is being healed. Just come out. The Lord just healed you of ulcer right now. Ulcer just got healed. You felt the pain before you came in or while you were in? She felt the anointing enter her. Ulcer is healed. The power of ulcer. Please put your hand there. Ulcer is broken. There's perfection right now. In the name of Jesus, the power of ulcer is broken. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. You are free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Ulcer is broken. You are healed in the name of Jesus. God is doing miracles. God is healing. God is healing. You felt the pain. You felt the pain of ulcer left. Your ulcer is gone. That ulcer is gone. You are totally healed right now in the name of Jesus. You are totally healed. No more ulcer for you. No more oppression for you. You are free forever. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise. We give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise. I'm seeing the Lord healing arthritis right now. You came in with arthritis, just stand on your feet. Because the Lord is healing arthritis right now. Where is that person? Just lift up your hands. The Lord is healing arthritis right now. Mommy, you, come. Right now you are healed. Right now you are healed. Right now you are healed. The pain is gone forever. The pain is gone forever. Be healed. Put your hands there. Your healing is perfected. Your healing is perfected. You are healed. That pain of arthritis, go! In the name of Jesus. Mommy, check it. Check it. Check it. And tell us what has happened to you.
And it was so hot, intensively.
Feeling heat. And you are feeling?
I'm feeling much better now.
You are perfected. It pained her yesterday, she could not come. But God is doing a work of miracle. It is perfected. Just put your hands there. It's a touch of perfection. Right now, let the pain go! Arthritis be healed forever. Total healing right now. Total healing right now. Check it again because I see the Lord perfect it. It is gone right now. It is gone right now.
Amen. It is gone. Arthritis of since 1979.
Arthritis of 1979. The pain is gone. She said yesterday she couldn't even sit down. She couldn't come in because of the pain. Right now Jesus has healed you. Arthritis is gone forever. The Lord perfects you. You will walk with total health. In the name of Jesus. You are whole. Radigabalahasa. Mandeliya barakatosa brandavasukalaha. Radigabalagabalagadabababababababas. Right now it's eye condition. I see the Lord healing. Eye condition. You have any condition with your eyes? Just put your hands there. God is healing eyes condition. God is healing eye condition. I command every eye condition be healed. Thou demon that has afflicted your sight, go! Let your eyes be healed. Let that itching in your eyes be healed. Let that defect in your eyes be healed. Let your eyes be healed. I want you to check yourself. If God just healed you of your eye condition, of the eye condition, I want you to just come quickly. God, just heal your eyes right now. So what happened to you?
A few days ago, I went to the doctor and they recommended glasses and all that. And they gave me some drugs.
Breast cancer is being healed all over this hall. Tumors, pains in your breast. As I am speaking now, thank you, Father. I command this spirit of affliction. I command to loose your hold now. Every lump disappear.
Let the healing anointing flow right now.
Mark, every fear, the ice cold fear, I command you leave right now. I command deliverance to rise. Deliverance will arise within you. Thank you, Father. As I am speaking now, lumps are leaving people.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Even bone marrow problems, blood problems are being healed. I can still feel the infirmity of bones and blood exiting people right now. There is a power for deliverance flowing all over this hall right now. Yes! Deliverance. Yoke destroyer. Thank you. I see the Lord saying every yoke of bondage is being lifted. If you believe, if you have faith in this hall right now, there is nothing that is impossible. There is nothing as high as the heavens, as deep as hell, as far as to the ends of the earth, that the Lord will not do. You see, while we are taking the healing testimonies, the shift has occurred. There is an oil, an anointing to bless with finance that is released in this place. Now, people are just going to have finances coming their way. The healings are God indicating to you that His hand is stretched into your life, into your family, that His angels have entered into your house, into your home, into your body. From tonight, man-made spirits are going to leave people's homes. Spirits that sat down in people's homes and said they are rulers, those spirits are being cast out right now. It's deliverance, a flow of deliverance.
Lord, is open great doors. God is healing tonight. Testimonies of eyes being healed. Testimonies of eye defect being healed. God is doing a miracle. I'd like you not to just be in this place watching. I want you to release your faith to the Lord. Anything is possible tonight. It's not just bodies that God is healing. God is doing all-round healing. God is bringing healing to families. God is bringing healing to marriages. I'd like you to open your mouth and pray. I said, Lord, I receive healing for my family. Lord, I receive healing for my finances. Lord, I receive healing for my marriage. Lord, I receive healing for my ministry. Lord, I receive healing for my job. Radaba hasoso bregediasa. Radegebeyo salaman brada. Iagaba so bregedebelegede bobus. Radaba ba 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 ba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open doors, open doors, open doors, open doors. The Lord is judging household enemies right now. The Lord is judging household enemies right now. For many people, the Lord is judging household enemies. The Lord is judging. I see the sword of the Lord descending. I see the sword of the Lord descending. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. There's the anointing of deliverance. There's the anointing of deliverance. There's the anointing of deliverance. God is bringing deliverance to families. The Lord is bringing deliverance to families. The Lord is breaking the shackles of bondage. In the name of Jesus.
Holy Ghost, deliverance come to your household now. Deliverance come to your household now. Kalababoko sukabalaha. Rekete levando boriasa. Ilegedegede boko subalada babasa. Ilabayando broko balasa. Inegete no pratika ha. I'm seeing the Lord visiting the family. I'm seeing the lady, since your husband left you, there has been all kinds of affliction in your family. But the hand of the Lord is bringing deliverance. I'm not saying for this person your husband died. No, he didn't die. He left you. I see the Lord bringing deliverance to this household. I see the Lord judging the altars that have been in your families. The Lord is bringing deliverance to this woman. Lord, we release it in the name of Jesus. Kabro hologo balaga basata. Mandelia Labahasa Sobrata.
That are taking place in this place. Some of them are raw miracles. Some of them are raw deliverances. Demonic things being healed. HIV. You are delivered from HIV. I see the Holy Ghost come upon people and recreate their genes and their blood. And the spirit of HIV is cast out. There is recreation that is going on. Recreation that is going on. Deliverance is going on. The spirit of death being cast out of people's bodies. Go and do a test. Go back and do a test. You will discover that HIV is gone. When you do the test, come back and see apostle or the pastors in the house bringing your results. You are, God is giving you a new certificate. He is recertifying you. The certificate that the devil gave you has been cancelled and torn. And it has been burnt by Holy Ghost fire in the realm of the spirit. Today you are recreated and you are restored. I see some people who have failed, who say that their pathway, their roadway has met a dead end. But today the Spirit of God is saying He is recreating for you a new chance. There is going to be a second opportunity in your life. Oh, thank you, Father. People, I feel leg bones being healed right now. Thigh muscles, that's arthritis and rheumatism. And the anointing coming upon arthritis and rheumatism all over this world. Bodily oppression being removed. God letting you know that man in your family is being broken. Listen to me, it's going to happen. There's about to be a stream of judgment flowing. There's going to be execution against wickedness. Lift your hands. Just lift your hands where you are. Thank you, Father. Father, you are the righteous judge. This is the general assembly of the firstborn. We are gathered unto God, who is seated as judge of all. Father, we ask tonight that you have oppressed, mercy on the oppressor. Let him repent. But Father, if they will not desist from wickedness, let them now be judged. Your judgments begin to flow. Because you are good and your mercies endure forever. Because you are good and your mercies, let your children now be delivered. Thank you, Father. This is part of the sword of deliverance. Judgment. To weed out the wicked. That the morning, star, take hold of the wicked and uproot him out of the earth. As I'm speaking now, that power just fell. There is going to be many things that will be happening. A sword is going through. It's a sword. It's cutting for deliverance. And it's cutting for my God, for deliverance and for judgment. The chains of captivity are broken. Chains of captivity are fallen. I'm seeing somebody like your mom sell yam. I'm seeing like a children. I'm seeing like a family of seven children. I'm seeing the family, the mother sells yam. I'm seeing like seven children. For the enemy has plundered that family, but the Lord is bringing deliverance right now. If you are that person, I want you to come. You are the person. What do you do? He abalagada ba 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 ba. Shila makaya. Lord, release the mantle of deliverance. Lord, release the mantle of deliverance into your household. Let the yoke be broken. Let the yoke be broken. It's time to excel. It's time to experience the rest of the Lord. It's time to experience breakthrough. Breakthrough to your home. Breakthrough to your children. Breakthrough to the works of your hands. Doors of business are opening unto you. Greater doors are opening by the anointing of the Spirit. It is done. Liberty come to your household tonight. Liberty come to your household tonight. Also applies to you. It also applies. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we release the oil of deliverance right now. Let the yoke of the enemy, your family, be broken. Break! Break! Let the yoke of oppression end in your family. Let it end right now. Jesus! Let the yoke be broken. Let the yoke be broken. Let the affliction end. In the name of Jesus. Let your family be loose right now. And let the oppression of the enemy on your life and ministry be broken. Total liberty right now. By the holy anointing. Total liberty come to you. God is restoring the years that the enemy has stolen. You are loose. A season of breakthrough comes. To the seven of you. There's going to be testimony from now henceforth of open doors that the Lord will bring. For I see that the family, the altar, the ancient altar is being judged right now. In the name of Jesus. Watch and see. Testimony comes. Even for your health, the many afflictions that you have carried over the years,
Watch and see, because right now I'm feeling something leave you. I'm feeling you suddenly become light. You feel as if your weight is lighter now. I literally saw something left you. You are free. You are free. And even your internal organs.